Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Everybody can hear me well this morning with this mic here? Oh, wow. This is great to be here this morning, and I'm so blessed to be here. And we met earlier, didn't we, Jesse? Yeah. See, this is Jesse, and I'm Willie, and so nice to meet all of y'all earlier this morning. And just to start off things, Jesse, you know, we kind of got to know each other a little bit. We both kind of smile a lot this morning. We're excited to be here, aren't we? And just like everyone else, but I just kind of want to know my audience. All right, just a little simple question to get things started. What do you think, Jesse? Okay, here we go, guys. Let me ask y'all a question. So, do bananas grow on bushes or do they grow on trees?
Trees.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's right. Any old monkey would know that one, right? What do you think? Yeah. You don't know about that. She's smarter than a fifth grader for sure. Okay, so this morning, boy, I got a jar. Looks like it's full of gold, don't it?
What's in it?
It's kind of gold. It's butterscotch. Ooh. Yes, candy. So it's like gold, isn't it? Yeah. I tell you what, Jesse, if you'll take one, I'll give you a chance to get three pieces of candy this morning, okay? What do you think about that? Maybe? Okay, all right, well, that's a good way to answer, okay. So this morning, go ahead and start with one. And I tell you what, if you can hold off for 3 minutes before eating that, I'll give you two more pieces. What do you think? All right, okay. So what's going on here this morning, folks, and Jesse this morning? In our scripture reading today, Jesus he's in a town visiting with some folks, and this guy comes up to him and says, "Hey, Jesus, I got a problem here. I want you to help me with it." And you know who his problem was with? Well, that's pretty close. A lot of us have problems with candy, but he had trouble with his brother. Him and his brother were in an argument. And Jesus knew that how brothers are, you know, like in the beginning of the Bible, Cain and Abel, you know, they can be kind of rough with one another. So Jesus knew that it was a terrible rift that day between those two brothers. So he decided to tell them a story or, something to try to explain it. And it was about a rich man. He had plenty of money, made all the money in the world, had so much money he had to tear down his barns and build some bigger barns just to so have. And then he had so much and he was going, "Woo, I got plenty, plenty of candy, plenty of anything I want." So he kicked back and he says, "I'm going to relax, enjoy myself, and have a good time." And then Jesus said, "Lord, well, you better watch out, because this might be the very day that you go to come to be with me." So what Jesus is talking about is, you know, all the good things in life that we try to store up, nothing of it, there is no amount of it that we can store up that will help us get to heaven. And what we store up, all we're going to do is just leave it behind to somebody else, for them to do with what they wish to do with it. So I guess the moral of the story, okay, you made it 2 minutes, didn't you? So I'll let you get two more. There you go. Okay. Now, can you hold this for me? We're going to try to do it. Okay, so, all right, so we got all of these, and, you know, you try to do it one at a time, but you see a person, you know, like the two brothers, they wanted to split it and get all theirs. Well, see what happens when you get greedy? You get trapped. See how I'm trapped in the jar? See, my fist won't come out? That's terrible, ain't it, when you're greedy and you can't do it. Now, I'm going to tell you one more little thing. Overseas, and like in Thailand and places, the monkeys run around everywhere over there. And you know what they do? They get a trap like this, and they fill it full of rice, and so the monkeys will come by to get them some rice, and they will put their hands in there, and they'll grab them a fistful, and they got it tied to a rope, and it traps them where they can't get away. So Don't be silly like a monkey and get trapped in the greedy trap of life. So try to remember that. Don't be a monkey and get caught with your hand in the cookie jar being greedy. So that's what we're going to do. So will you pray with me this morning? Sure. Okay. Did you get your other two pieces? And I made a mess down here, didn't I? Clean that up. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you so much for the beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for being able to come to church and enjoy the people around me. And Lord, thank you for the little bit of sweet candy today. And Lord, help us be not like the monkeys and be greedy. In your name we pray. Amen.